I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview by Christian McBride, host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. He sat down with South Carolina Public Radio's own Sherry Hutchinson, who produced Marian McPartland's piano jazz for about 30 years. This year, March 20th, would have been McPartland's 100th birthday. Here, Christian and Sherry remember Marian as a musician, mentor, and friend.
Sherry, you know, there were so many great jazz legends who played alongside Marian on piano jazz, but there were many pop stars and rock stars and even actors that I remember who would come on piano jazz. One show I remember specifically is when Alicia Keys was on the show. Marian seemed to make Alicia feel so at home and really made her feel comfortable and made her flourish. If you could say a few words about how Marian worked with some non-jazz artists.
Well, Alicia was just, you know, wonderful to work with, and she was so sweet. She came in, you know, with her grandmother, and I think she'd been up all night working on a record. And this was when Alicia was very young. Just, I think she saw her great potential. That was one of Marian's real strengths. She always kept her ear to the ground, and she knew young artists that were coming up. And I remember one night, it was early January, it was snowing like crazy, and she said, "We're getting in the car and we're going down to the village. There's this guy I want to hear." Well, that guy was Harry Connick Jr. And nobody had heard of him. And after he played, she, you know, said, "I want you on the show." And of course, he was thrilled. She always had that innate ability to seek out talent that was going to really be big.
Yeah.
I remember one of the great stories that I love, and this is just shows what a mentor Marian was, not just to artists, but to women. She got a call one day from Diana Krall. And Diana Krall was probably 15, 16, and she was trying to make her way in Canada as a jazz musician, and she was looking for advice. And somehow, I guess, you know, Diana got Marian's number from the 802 book and called and left a message. And
Wow. She
comes home a few hours later, and her father says, "What were you doing calling Marian McPartland?" And she said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "She called you back." And Diana was looking for advice on how to be a woman jazz pianist in this world. Again, Marian had Diana Krall on, I think, when she was like 17 or 18. And, you know, they remained fast friends, you know, until Marian passed. Because that early mentorship meant so much. And other people have used Marian's work. Nora Jones learned of Marian's work because she had a music teacher who would, quote, bootleg tapes of piano jazz and use those as a teaching tool for Nora so that she could, you know, start to understand jazz. And Marian heard about Nora early on and had her on the show before she was the huge hit she is.
Sherry Hutchinson and Christian McBride in part of their interview for NPR's Jazz Night in America. This weekend, the show will feature selections from piano jazz in honor of Marian McPartland's centennial. For more information, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.